Dad wants to talk to you. Where? Things had been happening too fast. There had been no chance to catch up with Mergen. Goblin's tent. Everybody but Mom thought that would be the safest place to keep him. I had no trouble picturing Sara being irritated about not being able to share the occasional private moment with her husband. When I ducked out, the young man and the old were already settling with a book. I glared a warning at Centaraxita, which, it developed, was both wasted and unnecessary. Goblin was not home. Of course not. He was working his way through a long list of jobs bestowed upon him by me. Chuckle. I found it hard to credit the possibility that one human being could make so huge a mess in a space so constricted. The inside of Goblin's tent was barely wider than either of us was tall, and twice as deep. At its peak, it was tall enough for me to stand up, with 2 inches to spare. What looked like a milkmaid stool, undoubtedly stolen, constituted the wizard's entire suite of furniture. A ragged burrow of blankets betrayed where he slept. The rest of the space was occupied by a random jumble, mostly stuff that looked like it had been discarded by a procession of previous owners. There was no obvious theme to the collection. It had to be stuff he had acquired since his arrival here. Sara would never have allowed him space on a barge for such junk. The mist projector stood at the head of Goblin's smelly bedding, tilted precariously, leaking water. If this is the safest place to keep that darn thing, then the whole company is mad with delusions of adequacy. A whisper came from the mist projector. I got down close to it, which offered me an opportunity to become intimately aware of the aroma permanently associated with Goblin's bedding, some pieces of which must have been with him since he was in diapers. What? Mergen's strongest effort was barely audible.
More water. You need to add more water, or there won't be any mist much longer.
I started to drag the evidence out of the tent. Anger gave Mergen a little more voice.
No, damn it. Bring the water to me. Don't take me to the water. If you suffer from a compulsion to drag me around, at least wait until after you water me. And don't waste time. I'm going to lose my anchor here in a few minutes.
Finding a gallon of water turned out to be a challenging experience.
What took you so damned long?
Bit of an adventure coming up with the water. Seems it never occurred to any of these morons that we need to have some handy somewhere, just in case the Royal Army decides to camp between us and the creek where we've been getting it, which is almost a mile away. I just unleashed several geniuses on the problem. How am I supposed to put this in here?
There's a cork in the rear. It might be of some use to you to start doing readings from the annals, like they do in temples, the way I used to do sometimes. Pick something situationally appropriate. In those days the company was in service, and so on. So they have examples of why it might be useful to haul water up the hill before you have to use it, and such like. These are grown men. You can't just bully them into doing the right things. But if you start reading to them, they'll have heard tell of other times when the analyst did that, and they'll recall it was always right before the big shitstorm moved in.